This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. President Trump slammed President Biden Wednesday night on Newsmax TV for his dumb statement at a CNN town hall Tuesday, suggesting there was no vaccine before the new administration took office. It should be noted a confused President Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine before taking office. The White House announced an immigration bill on Thursday that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in country and provide a faster track for those brought in as children. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The cold spell crisscrossing America has hit Texas hard. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster and prepare for energy to not return until the weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As the country says goodbye to talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News what made Rush great.
What radio? You have to show heart, and I actually think that was he had an immense intellect, a capacity to articulate conservative ideals and American principles like very few Americans of our time, but. He also had heart. I mean, when you listen to somebody every day, as millions of Americans have done for more than 30 years, you get to know them for who they are. And this was a genuinely good man who had a heart for our country. He loved the American people, and I think that spirit of fun was all reflected in a sense you had listening to him, that he loved the people that he was talking to. He believed in the boundless potential of every American, and I really do believe that the best days for America are yet to come, And when they come, we're going to build that boundless future on a foundation that Rush Limbaugh helped to pour. There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh.
The doctor of democracy died of lung cancer Wednesday at the age of 70 in Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our heart. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, because look at that would pretty much take care of everybody, right? If we got this country back on track, we would think that if we return to our constitutional roots and our first principles, that this would be good for at least, let's just say, the majority of America's citizens. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Gail, and I hope I'm saying to mock her maiden name correctly, Lamon. She is a New York Times bestselling author of Ashley's War and has a new story to share with us, The Daughters of Kobani. A little bit of a background here. We're going to go back to 2014. Northeastern Syria might have been the last place you would expect to find a revolution centered on women's rights, of all places, and of women. But that year, an all-female militia faced off against ISIS in a little town few had ever heard of, Kobani. By then, the Islamic State had swept across vast swaths of the country, taking down town after town and spreading terror as the civil war burned all around it. Gail, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to join you. Good morning.
Good morning. Did I mess up your middle, your maiden name?
You did a brilliant job. No, you didn't mess it up at all.
Okay, thank you. I do want to honor your family, so I want to make sure that I'm saying it correctly. But what an incredible story. How did you come across this?
I mean, it truly is an incredible story about the women who stood up to the men who bought and sold women. And I came across it, Bill, because a soldier who had been in the second book that I wrote, a young woman from South Florida, who had, you know, now had deployed to Syria, called me and said, Gail, you have to come to Syria. You have to see who the U.S. is working with here on the ground to fight ISIS. There are women, and they're not just leading men from their community in battle, but they're also having huge respect and deep affection from the U.S. Special Operations Forces, who truly see them as warriors. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, we've just never seen anything like it. You have to come and see it for yourself.
The ages of the women, what do they span?
You know, I would say anywhere from, you know, 18 to 40, 45. You really saw everything, especially the worse the fighting got, the more that, you know, like women in your community, right?
Yes.
You see folks coming in wanting to do things that you don't believe in, and you stand up and you say, no, I'm going to fight that. And that really is what happened here, was women from, you know, all kinds of neighborhoods who originally just signed up to protect their neighborhoods from their towns, their homes, and then comes ISIS and poses a real life and death threat to them and to their values.
Yeah, this is the thing that's hard for us here in America to imagine. We've been so, there hasn't been a domestic, a truly domestic war. We've had domestic conflicts, no doubt. I'm not trying to say that that doesn't happen in the streets of America. But something like this that is so personal, and it brings out a quality of women that that we admire. And we see that naturally is natural for them, as it is for men, being the protectors. But then you get the mother hen instinct of the women that rise up. But even more so, I mean, when it comes down to a life and death issue, and all of a sudden we're not talking about just throwing some kitchen utensils at somebody. We're talking about picking up a gun and sending bullets down range to protect your family.
Right, and this is the thing. In 2014, they weren't just doing this for themselves. They were doing this for you and for me and for everybody who is listening, right? They were doing this for the world because in 2014, ISIS had never had a battlefield loss. U.S. officials are getting worried. They're trying to figure out who is going to be the ground force who takes the fight to ISIS house by house, street by street, town by town, because these men were unstoppable at that point. Mm-hmm. And then you get this kind of this group of Syrian Kurds who no one had ever heard of outside their region in terms of the U.S., right? And they're trying to figure out who are these folks who are fighting really with their last breath to stop the tyranny and the terror that ISIS is trying to bring. And then right in the middle of that fighting force are women. And they're not just fighting for against the Islamic State. They're fighting for women's equality and women's rights. And that's right at the heart of who they are.
Yeah, this is extremely profound when you really, consider all the ramifications that are involved here. I mean, you talk about the ultimate true fight for women's rights against a force that was feared. I mean, there had already been other towns that, they got out of Dodge. They saw ISIS coming. They had heard about the devastation, the executions, and the beheadings of people. I mean, that's quite horrific. And, given the option of fight or flight, many people, decided, hey, to get out of there. But the daughters of Kobani, different story.
No, and that was what was so striking to me because, one of them, Rojda, who you'll meet in the Daughters of Kobani, she loved Brazilian soccer. It was a huge fan of Maradona, right? And loved, reading books. It was a huge reader. And then really decides, we can't allow this. Right. We can't allow a world in which we can't protect ourselves. And so she takes up arms, really thinking she's going to just be, taking care of her neighborhood and her town. And then comes ISIS and she ends up leading men and women in this group that really difficult battle. And right in the middle of a very difficult fight with ISIS, when bullets are flying, her mother calls. And when your mother calls, you have to answer.
Right.
And she knew that if she didn't pick up, her mother would just keep trying or call other relatives who also were fighting in this battle. Mm. So she picks up her phone and just holds it up so that her mother hears the bullet whizzing by and understands why she can't talk, but that she's okay. And I wanted to show that courage, that love, the humanity amid the inhumanity, because they never stopped being daughters, even while they were battlefield leaders.
Amazing. I mean, this is really, elements of the mythic, isn't it? I mean, it seems so mythical as you read this and capturing this story. What a privilege for you to be able to do this.
That is exactly the word I use. It is a huge privilege. And in fact, at the back of the Daughters of Kobani, readers will see, I can't thank enough the people who live with grace amid such enormous challenge and who trusted me to work to share this with you, because that is really what it's about. It's about people. Here we were, everybody watching to see what ISIS was going to do next. And then comes this ground force that's willing to do the fighting for the rest of us, but also thinking about what they're going to do after the war. In every town they take over after ISIS, a man and a woman run it. Women are mentioned 13 times in their founding document that governs the territory that they govern. And the thing that has been so moving to me is that just in the last 2 days, I've gotten multiple emails from U.S. Special Operations soldiers who worked with these women saying, thank you,
both
for me and for them, because their story needed to be told.
Boy, there's lots to understand about the Kurdish people. We had heard a lot about the Kurdish fighting force, how fierce it was, and maybe what was not being clearly reported, that what made up that fighting force were a lot of women fighters in the midst of the Kurdish army, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, there was a moment where I asked them, Rojda, who becomes America's partner in the fight to retake the ISIS so-called capital.
Gail, I'll tell you what. Let's pick that story up on the other side, because we've got a couple of seconds before we go to break. More from Gail Lamone after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, those lasting qualities that define character. and give us a reason to, you know, fight the good fight. Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Okay, a little bit ornery. That's only for just a little bit of spice because, you know, it's the Hispanic in me. You know, it's got to come out for just a little bit, you know. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and we're visiting with Gail Jamak Limon. And her brand new book, The Daughters of Kobani, a story of rebellion, courage, and justice. I like what Reshma Sujani, who's the founder and CEO of Girls Who Code and the author of Brave Not Perfect, wrote. She says, The Daughters of Kobani is proof of the power of women to shape their future and the power of girls to create the world in which they want to live. The brave example these women have set against the longest odds should inspire us all. And, you know, Gail, what I like about this, because the further context of this is that stronger women make for stronger men, right? Because the bar is raised, because you're not going to have some girl who's malleable and easily manipulated. You're going to have a woman of character, and guess what? She wants a man of equal character, right?
That's it. And in fact, one of the young women who was in my second book, Ashley's War, about an all-women special operations team, she sent me a photo of her son opening the book that Amazon came, and she said, when he's old enough, I will show him this because I want him to be a strong man. And exactly what you said, Bill, strong men get stronger and benefit from strong women.
Without a doubt. All right, I want you to finish your story. You've had us on the edge of the seat, and and we had to go to break, so I want you to finish that one. Go ahead.
Yes, and so Rojda here is working with the Americans, and she's really trying to figure out a way, and actually she ends up rescuing, or being part of rescuing, one of the women who have been enslaved by ISIS. Mm. And when I asked her about it later, and I said, you know, that she said, you know, what two things made us form the all-women's unit. One is that we would never let stand a world in which men thought it was okay to do this. To any other human being.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
And secondly, she said, we just didn't want men taking credit for our work. We wanted credit for our own work. We wanted ISIS to know that it was the women's protection force that was also bringing the fight right to their doorstep. And there are scenes in the book where ISIS fighters are actually talking about them and taunting them on the radio, and Rojda and Azima and some of the other women you'll meet, you know, they don't take the bait, but the younger people who work for them will get on the radio and say, oh, you're such a man, you know, show us where you are. And
right.
Sometimes they were actually, you know, ridiculous enough to do so.
Mm. Wow. You know, this is the thing, boy, when you have strong women, as been known, they can get men to do some foolish things sometimes, right?
You know, they felt like they had to answer, right?
Sure.
So they did.
Well, yeah, it's like their manhood is on the line. I mean, how dare you, you know? So here, I'll stand up and expose my, oh, I'm dead.
Right. And that was really, you know, I met a young woman from the Christian community, and the Christian community was hit very hard by ISIS. They had kidnapped several hundred Christians from the Khabar Valley in Syria. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed this young woman who came up to me and said, I went and left my community to go fight ISIS. And she said, you know, at first my parents were really unhappy with me. My mother said, this is crazy. And then the worse it got, and the worse it got for Christians, people would come up to her parents at church and say, we're so proud mm-hmm. of your daughter.
Yeah.
And, of course, that meant everything to her parents, right, who, you know, come to accept that this is what she felt she needed to do to take care of her community.
Exactly. Well, and this is the other thing that is underestimated, and this was really a war between the gods in a sense, because you had people of faith, people who were followers of Almighty God, and you had the followers of ISIS and their God. And yes, it was being manifest, through humanity like this, but there were, you know, I guess, you know, if you want to say godly principles that were really driving, the side of the Kurds and certainly the Christians there.
Well, and this is the thing, right? ISIS had this absolutely twisted view, but was very much a view of it, what 7th century Islam was, and it was going to take the world back there, right? And I interviewed so many young women from the Arab community who eventually take up arms against ISIS. Two, who just had profoundly moving stories about why they would never allow a world in which ISIS stood and how they formed that. And but the thing that really stayed with me is that when you talk to Rojda, you know, or when you talk to Azima, who's another woman who, you know, kind of a swashbuckling character who was always leading from the front, and people love, men love to serve under her, women love to serve under her because she would never ask you to do anything she wouldn't do herself. And what they said to me was it was really important that if we led in war, we could govern in peace. And their whole project was based on multi-faith, multi-ethnic communities with grassroots participatory democracy right at the heart of it, right, where people could live in peace and where religious freedom was a reality and is a reality.
Isn't a sense, I mean, if you can help people understand, right there in that particular area of Syria was quite the crossroads of all these different cultures and nationalities, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And it was a crossroads of a number of different threads of the Syrian civil war. And here you have this group of Syrian Kurds who say, listen, we're trying to keep our values, and we're also trying to protect our culture, our ability to name our babies what we wish, to speak our language, to publish in our language, to celebrate our holidays. All of that was originally why they said we got to protect our towns, because we got to make sure that that is what our culture is, what's protected. And then comes ISIS, and the Americans see this force as their best shot, and they really catapult these folks who very few people had ever heard of with this idea of participatory democracy at the center and women's equality right at the heart, get thrust onto the global stage as America's ground force, and they lose 10,000 people in the fight against ISIS for the rest of us.
Right. Well, what an investment and a price to be paid. But when you've gone through that kind of experience, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference, and they've had a lot of experience to decide how they want to be governed. This is an incredible study. I see as a study in leadership and courage, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and character, 100% to your point, that was character. You know, there's a moment where I was interviewing Zareen. So Zareen is a woman who, as a young woman, her parents said, you can't go to university because your uncle says the girls don't need to go. You can't marry the person you love because your uncle says he's already chosen a husband for you. And she says, no, you know, I'm going to take all these no's and I'm going to turn it into my own yes. And I'm going to live a life that's dedicated to others because I don't think that this is right. And here she then intersects her life with the rest of the fight against ISIS. And she makes her own journey from being a driver, working for the head of the Women's Protection Unit, to then going and liberating her hometown from ISIS. And a little girl comes up to her, and she recognizes herself in it, saying, you know, I kind of want to be like you when I get older. And that is what it's about. These women.
Exactly.
It is not about them. It's about the next generation.
I'll tell you, I don't know if the West can get their brain around that idea where you would resist, you know, family tradition like this. You know, Fiddler on the Roof taught us a little bit about that and other things. But to see it at this level, and we hear reports, you know, within particularly the Muslim culture that, you know, marriages are predetermined and you don't say no.
Well, and I think, you know, listen, we did a piece for PBS NewsHour about, you know, people who were from faith communities across the spectrum facing this, and women who were finding it very difficult to say no, but who had the courage to. And I think in the end, it's about the quest for dignity and about what you want the next generation to live. And that was really what Nowruz, the head of the Women's Protection Unit, always said. She said, you know, what good is life if you don't have dignity and you don't have freedom?
Freedom, absolutely, because that's where everything pivots from. Without freedom, you can't have dignity. You can't have peace. You know, it is so foundational and critical to who we are as Americans and to what the, you know, the hope of the world, for that matter, is that the entire world would live in freedom. And we yearn for that day. Gail Jamak Lamon, Daughters of Kobani. The book will be linked at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Gail, this is awesome. Thank you for your gift. I appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. President Trump slammed President Biden Wednesday night on Newsmax TV for his dumb statement at a CNN town hall Tuesday, suggesting there was no vaccine before the new administration took office. It should be noted a confused President Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine before taking office. The White House announced an immigration bill on Thursday that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in country and provide a faster track for those brought in as children. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all there. We've got all these interviews. I get tweets or texts or, you know, emails from you and saying, oh, I missed a part of it. And, well, hey, don't worry if you miss a part of an interview and you want to hear it in its entirety. It's preserved for you there at the website, BillMartinezShow.com. Download it. It's our gift to you. We're givers, so there's no charge. Happy to give that to you because that's what it is for us here. I mean, you know, we want to be a blessing. We want to serve you so that not only that we serve you, that you can go and serve others, because there might be other people in the family, friends that you say, oh, wow, you got to hear this story. And in fact, I got a real sweet story we're going to be talking about here in just a moment. We're going to be talking with one of the writers of this new movie called Switched. It's a family film. A faith message is built into it. And it's about a bullied teen girl. Prays her high school bully would know what it's like to walk in her zapatos, okay? And in her shoes. And the film shows the impact of bullying and how kindness can spread further and build people up. It is really cool. You come away from this movie in a way that you would hope to come away from most movies that you invest in, because not only do you invest your money, but you're investing your time. And when movies that you come across are a blessing, you feel really good about it. You feel good for the time that you invested, the money you invested, and that sort of thing. And that also that you can pay it forward, because you can tell everybody else about this new movie called Switch. Alexandra Boylan is with us right now. And Alexandra, congratulations on the movie. This is really cool. I really liked it.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.
Well, you know, for you, I mean, this story, how did this story come about? Was this something that you and your sister, because, you know, you were PKs, I mean, preacher's kids, you and Andrea, and you kind of partnered in this with, you know, a team of other people, obviously, because it does, when you put a movie like this together, it does take a village, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it takes a little village, absolutely. There's so many people from the beginning of the script writing process all the way to production, to post-production. There are so many people to thank. You know, that's why at the Oscars, they're up there trying to get in all the names, because there's so many names.
Exactly, yes.
And you can't even go through them all. But, yes, we had a great team. I think this is one of our best cast and crew. Everybody really was in it to win it with the story. Mm-hmm. The story resonated with everybody. And, I mean, you know, most people have been through bullying either as a child or an adult. So everybody really resonated with it and came and brought their A game. And it shows. And we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun making it.
Exactly. Well, you know, bullying has, you know, been risen to a new level in light of, you know, social media and the impact that that has, which you bring out in the movie. But this story, how did this come to you? Was this like a 3 o'clock in the morning epiphany, or how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I personally was bullied very bad. I grew up, you know, a minister's kid in Massachusetts, and I used to get my clothes, like, from hand-me-downs in the basement of the church, and, you know, they weren't the coolest clothes, and I'd put them on and go to school, and then the kids would make fun of me, and I remember used to thinking, oh, if those kids could, like, walk a day in my shoes and imagine what it's like to actually be me, would they have empathy, and would they know that it's already embarrassing enough what I go through privately, and then I got to go to school and get made fun of? So that was always kind of resonating when we were talking about doing a teen girl movie and something that could speak to kids both. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, you got bullied, you went home, you cried in the backyard, and it kind of blew over in a couple days. Well, now we have social media where bullying doesn't really ever end. And,
it's relentless. Right.
It's relentless. And the kids can't get away from it. And we were like, well, how can we make a really fun movie that's kind of like Freaky Friday meets Mean Girls for Christian girls that can speak to kids and really try to show them what the ripple effect of bullying can have on somebody's life?
I got to imagine, Alexandra, I mean, that in a way, as personal as this is, you're an adult now, but even, you know, in writing this movie and in seeing this, you may have probably awoken some old wounds that you thought were healed that maybe, you know, got addressed in this process. I don't know why I'm asking this question, but I sense that that was the case possibly with you. Did that happen?
In writing, you know, when you're writing it out and you're kind of like, oh, wow, that brought up this feeling. Absolutely. And we talked a lot about that in the writing process of being bullied. Bullying stays with you throughout your life. Things that are said to you at a young age still can haunt you way into your 40s, 50s. And in fact, when I had showed my film Wish for Christmas and I talked about Switch at the Q&A, the whole audience like came up to me in a line to tell me their stories. Oh, adults. Full-grown adults telling their stories of being bullied as a young person. And I was like, wow, like, this is such a big topic that needs to get addressed because it's not something that goes away. You hold on to those wounds. So one of the things in Switch we really wanted to do was show, you know, we want people to walk away from Switch and go, okay, this person's bullying. Why are they bullying? What's broken in their heart, in their life? How can we heal the heart of a bully and stop the bully from bullying other people, which could stop a chain reaction of pain that causes people?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that what you point out in the movie, I mean, it takes some courage to confront a bully. You know, the old saying, you got to bully a bully. But you don't have to bully a bully in the same way. But what you're going to do is bully them with the truth and love. And if you can find a way to communicate that, boy, that breaks down some walls pretty instantly. At least that's been my experience. And it's also, you know, when that happens, you go, God, that's not me. I'm not that good. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and you know, growing up, my parents had a really hard time dealing with the bullying. When I come home from school and say, I'm being bullied, they would be like, you know, turn the other cheek, be loving, be kind, which is totally true. Yes, we do that, but that's what we address in the movie. We say, love has boundaries.
Yes.
Love tells the truth. You don't need to be walked all over, you know. Jesus was not walked all over, you know. He was always leading with love. But he's our example of how do we lead with love, but do it in a way that you don't just get trampled. Because then, you know, and that was something else we really wanted to address in the movie, because I think for parents, it is hard to deal with that. Like, how do you, when your kid comes to you, you want your kid to be loving, but you also don't want them to go back to school and get tormented for the rest of the year.
Well, no, but you want to get the kid out of the way so you can run out the front door and go get that kid and clobber the kid that's bullying your child.
Exactly.
In the name of Jesus, of course.
Jesus.
I just want to say, you know, I don't know how any family has avoided, I think it just comes with the mixture and the recipe, the way God designs family is there always seems to be a child that is picked on. You know, by their siblings, by, you know, people at school and stuff like that. And, oh, my goodness, boy, it'll turn a mother bear into a mother bear quickly. And she goes, I didn't even know I was a bear. And a father bear instantly, too, you know. So
Right, of course. We
are understandably protective for our children. And the pain that we feel, you know, as a parent, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
it seems exponential because they've hurt your child.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. And it's also why if somebody does something good toward your child, why you love them all the more, right? Is because you're kind to my son or my daughter, and wow, you know, that's a cool kind of thing. So it's interesting on those, you know, those emotions and how they play. I want to get into more of the story on the other side of the break. That's why the music is here. otherwise we'd be dancing, you know, so we'll patiently head out the exit here for just a couple of minutes to get some commercials out of the way, and we'll be back with Alexandra Boylan. We're talking about this new movie, Switched. Oh, my goodness. You are going to love this. This is going to uplift you, and it's going to open up some conversation, I would say, around the dinner table, especially if, you, if you've got the bully experience in your household, and also how it may affect you as an adult in realizing, you know what, I wasn't bullied, but maybe I was a bully, and maybe there's something I need to do about forgiveness. Stay tuned. We've got more
fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This new movie, Switched, about bullying, and as I was discussing with Alexandra Boylan, one of the writers, her and her sister, and I guess there was a third partner as well, but when you have a group like this, it's probably everybody's contributing, you know, to the script one way or another, right?
Yes. Well, you know, what's funny is, I mean, I'm 40, my sister's 48, and John Katie Graham, who also wrote the script, you know, he's 40. And so we wrote the script, and on set, the girls would come up to us and be like, you know, we don't really talk like that anymore. And we'd be laughing at ourselves, and they'd be like, could we say, like, really true story in the cafeteria scene where the girls have switched bodies and the friends don't understand why the girls are talking like the way they're talking?
Right.
We wrote that the friend says, Chelsea Crockett's character says, oh, my gosh, I'm in the Twilight Zone. Well, no joke, all the girls came up to us and were like, what's the Twilight Zone? We've never heard of that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so old. Yes. And they said, we would say there's a glitch in the system. So
yes,
it was like a collaboration on set where the girls would just, like, tell us that, like, a lot of the slang came from the girls, not even from the script. And we were like, you say whatever is more relevant than we are.
Exactly, without a doubt. Well, the cast, you mentioned before, John Schneider, Denise Richards, Maya Horcher, Madeline Byrne. I mean, you, the chemistry comes flying off the screen here, you know, that was there. And you said that it spread throughout the cast, that it was really unique.
It was. Yeah, like, I think we actually had casted a couple of different actresses about a week out. They had pulled out, and our casting director found Maya and Madeline. And it's just like every time when you make a movie, like, something that you think is a disaster, especially if you trust in the Lord and he's in it to win it with you.
Yes.
But we got those girls a week before filming, and they were the best we could have had, not only on screen but off screen. Like, all of our cast was so kind. They really live out what our movie was about, and that's awesome when you're on set and you're like, oh my gosh, like you are the person we want to represent this movie, because not only are they incredibly talented, they were very kind, wonderful people, which was a joy to work with. Denise Richards was great, John Schneider, and they really believed in the story. You know, John shared some stories about being bullied, and Denise Richards came up to hug me and tell me that she has teen daughters, and this is what the world needs, more movies like this, and she couldn't wait to be a part of it to show her kids. And that's just, you know, so awesome.
Well, and as I mentioned in the first segment here, Alexandra, is that bullying goes full circle, and you have a scene there where the mom relates a story. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the big things that when we were talking about writing the script was that it's never too late to go back and say, I'm sorry. And like we had talked about, you know, bullying stays with somebody forever. Like when you, sometimes, you know, someone made fun of you as a kid, that kind of got into your psyche and stayed with you. And as adults, it might even pop up and still affect you. So we wanted that to come out, that like the mom tells her, listen, the reason I'm always encouraging you to leave in love is because I was a bully and I regret hurting that person. And then the girl says, well, why don't you find her, you know, on social media and apologize? And that's us encouraging people that you can always go back and say, I'm sorry. And you might heal a wound that's been in somebody's heart for years. And when I made a film in my hometown called Wish for Christmas, I ended up hiring a girl who I went to high school with. And honestly, she had bullied me, but I wanted to hire her because she wanted the job. And her and I had conversations on set that healed past wounds from like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And I was like, we got to put this in a movie. We got to, like, you can always go back and heal something. And that's what we're trying to encourage people to do with that storyline.
Well, you know, Alexandra, your story, you know, which is a part of this story as well, as you said, you were bullied, and God, through his grace and mercy, allowed you to go through your journey. And you say that, boy, you had 10 years of tough times where you thought, you know, it's all over. You know, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you have this inner sense that you're supposed to move in a direction, but it's really not happening. And you're just willing, you know, you're at that point where, hey, I just need to give up. But what was the switch for you at that point in time when, I guess maybe some people might say, well, Alexandra hit rock bottom. What was it for you?
Well, I moved to L.A. at 19 to pursue acting as a little whippersnapper kiddo. And sometimes you do things that you're young, you're fearless. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. And I definitely got kicked around L.A. for 10 years, you know, pounding the pavement, getting rejected. And then when I was 29 years old, I really woke up and said, oh, my gosh, if I don't do something different with my life, I'm going to be 40, 50, 60 and still in the same place. Mm-hmm. And I literally packed my bags and I moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I resurrendered my life to the Lord. I always loved the Lord, but I really said, okay, God, like, I'm going to give my life back to you because whatever I'm doing isn't working. Right. So please come
here's,
in. And
here's the wheel. I'm giving you the wheel, right?
Yeah. My hands are open, God. I never want to step out of your will. Tell me what you want. And I met all these incredible independent filmmakers out in New Mexico. We started making stuff. And then in 2013, God laid it upon my heart to start making faith-based films. And I was like, whoa, I was kind of sideswiped because I wasn't really on that trajectory. But I followed his call. I literally put everything. I lived in L.A. At the time of 2013. I put everything I owned in storage. I went on the road. I lived on the road for a full year to make my first movie, Catching Faith, all on faith that God really wanted me to do it.
Right,
And he blessed me so much, and I have never turned back. And I pray that almost every day. I'm like, Lord, never let me step out of your will. If this isn't your will, let me know, because I don't want to push something if it isn't what you want. Because I went through that for 10 years, pushing my will, and it didn't work
exactly.
out.
Right, exactly. I'm surrendered.
Do that again.
Yeah, hold me in perfect alignment with you, with the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, my own body, mind, and spirit, lockstep with your purpose, right? I also, and I've had some association and privilege to be around some wonderful women that are involved with the Women in Film in L.A., and you're involved with that group as well.
I am. Yeah, I am. I have been a Women in Film member for over 10 years. I sat on the PSA board. I wrote for a site called Ms. in the Biz for 6 years, like encouraging women to get behind the camera and tell their stories. And I've been a big advocate for women in film for years, and also just trying to fight for more women behind the camera, as much as obviously if you see all my movies, they're very female-orientated because, well, I'm a woman. So
you're
I
a woman, yes,
out.
Exactly. Yeah, God bless you for that.
Thank you. And getting more women behind the camera, and it's been really exciting to help jumpstart some careers that might not have happened had I not been fighting for that girl to be in the grip department or in the electrician department. And it's fun to, and I love women in film, and I'm honored to be a part of that organization.
Yeah, and the other thing that happens, too, when you're in the business and you got family members, you get them involved. And you got your sister involved, who is a social worker. I mean, she's busy enough. She's a pastor's wife, and she's got three kids. And you say, Andrea, come on, we're doing a movie, right?
Well, yeah, and you know what's funny is that when I had called her, she lives in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. She is a pastor's wife. She has three children. She's a licensed social worker. She has a full-time job. And actually, I called her to be kind of a consultant on the script for Catching Faith. And then she ended up coming on to be a full screenwriter. And then we actually shot Catching Faith in her hometown in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And then God really, like, opened up that door, which has been really a blessing because Andrea and I are close. But I think working together has made us very close, which is awesome. We're like, what would our life look like had we not started making movies together 10 years ago? Our relationship is so much stronger than it would have been. And she's wonderful. And she, you know, I live in Hollywood. So when I called her, I was like, I don't live in the real world. And I need someone who lives in the real world. And she's been such a great partner. And she writes all the books. We have companion materials for all of our films. And we have a whole curriculum for Switch called Lead with Love. It's like journals and news groups. And she writes all that. So God has really blessed us with bringing us together.
Yeah, I'm just thinking her pastor husband, how much brain damage you put on him. I mean, here it is. Here's my wife, a social worker, taking care of me and the kids, and now all of a sudden she's in showbiz.
Right. He's been wonderfully supportive. He's been wonderfully supportive, and he actually always comes to visit set. He loves it. And he was one of our cast drivers on Switch. He came out and volunteered and drove actors to set. So, you know, we put our whole family to work on our movies. It's a family affair.
Well, it has to be whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just the way it happens. Goes with the territory. Well, as we wrap things up, Alexandra, remind everybody where they can be in touch. I mean, you mentioned these other materials, how they can get their hands on these materials that your sister has been so gracious, these accompanying books and study guides that will help them. And I love the theme, Lead with Love. Boy, that is powerful.
Yeah, yes, like that's the whole message, Lead with Love. So the movie Switch is exclusively streaming on PureFlix right now. You can also get on Amazon and iTunes and anywhere you get video on demand. If you go to switchmovie.com is where you can get all the resources of the books. And if you want to check out all of our movies, go to mustardseedent.com and you can watch and check out all of the work that we've been doing.
Well, Alexandra, I cannot thank you enough for this movie. It's such a blessing. As we wrap it up, summarize the movie once again and, you know, tell people what you hope in your heart's desire, what you hope their main takeaway will be for them.
Yes. So Switched is about two girls in high school, one who's the bully and one who she bullies. The girl that she bullies prays that the other girl would know what it's like to walk a day in her shoes, and they wake up switched. And they find empathy and love and compassion for each other as they actually have to live out the other person's life. And I just hope that people will walk away from this movie and really imagine that everyone we're meeting is going through something that we don't see, we don't know, and that if we decide to show kindness, that ripple effect could change their life in a great way. And if we choose to be cruel, it could be the opposite, and you could actually save people's life by being kind.
Perfect. Got to leave it there. Alexandra Boylan, thank you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.